To resign with a slap on the hand is not enough. Prosecution must commence. Friends, regardless of what branch of government, office, or party affiliation, the law applies to each and every one of us. No one is above the law. We all must keep in scope that the purpose of government is to restrain men from sin, breaking the law, 1 John 3:4, and enforce God's standard of right and wrong as we make reference to God's moral law, for we are based on the Mosaic Institution in the United States of America. And the purpose? To maintain order. Now, knowing this, how does one accept what is happening in American government today? Just recently, Al Franken from Minnesota simply chose to resign after being accused of inappropriately touching multiple women before and after he was a senator.
Senate floor, Democratic Senator Al Franken responding to calls for his resignation.
I felt that we had entered an important moment in the history of this country.
Ethics Committee investigation was already underway. Facing multiple allegations of sexual harassment, Representative John Conyers from Michigan simply chose to resign as Congress's longest-serving member Tuesday, becoming the first lawmaker to step down as Capitol Hill grapples with allegations of inappropriate behavior by, listen carefully, lawmakers. Conyers, who represented the Detroit area for 52 years, yielded to mounting pressure from representatives to step aside as a growing number of female former aides accused him of unwanted advances and mistreatment.
That's right, there's another. Arizona Republican Congressman Trent Franks is now announcing that he will be resigning.
Arizona Republican Rep. Trent Franks announced in a statement Thursday that he will simply resign from Congress at the end of January after the House Ethics Committee said that it would investigate allegations against him of sexual harassment. Wow, just think about this. They're uncovered for their offenses towards our laws, and when found out, they simply choose to resign without fear of the consequence? A mere slap on the hand is a signal of encouragement to the next violator of law in line to do the same in their criminal endeavors. The last to resign amid a scandal was Senator John Ensign, a representative from Nevada, in 2011, who quit during an investigation by the Ethics Committee into his affair with a former campaign staffer who was married to a Senate staffer. Before that, Senator Robert Packwood, a representative from Oregon, resigned after being recommended for expulsion amid accusations of sexual abuse in 1995. And going even further back, we have Senator Harrison Williams, a representative from New Jersey. He resigned in 1982 after being recommended for expulsion after a bribery conviction. Folks, this list of criminals is only the tip of the iceberg. Where have the American people accepted the notion that public servants, those that are entrusted to serve we the people, who have been placed into public trust and have transgressed American laws, must simply resign after the criminal violations rather than face justice as to the laws they broke? As if to suggest that this will somehow appease the crime? Friends, it only encourages more crimes. There is a higher trust placed in the individual that serves we the people. Therefore, if they violate that trust by breaking the law, then there is a higher consequence that they must pay for their transgressions. Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution tells us that the President, the Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Asking them to resign is like hiring a banker that turns out to be a bank robber, and then after their crimes are discovered, you ask the bank robber to simply return the money and go find another job? He will merely go to another bank and then repeat the crime all over again. You don't ask for a resignation. You fire him and call the police and have them prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law for their crimes against we the people. We should be deterring the crime, not encouraging it. Americans need to understand that where justice is left off, it will create...
Did you know that the founder state constitutions were an average of only 5 pages nationwide? Did you also know that they focused more on the character of those placed in office more than the laws themselves? For example, Delaware constitutional requirements for men in office. I do profess faith in God, the Father, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. How about Pennsylvania Constitution? I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. And then over to North Carolina's Constitution, no person who shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil department within this state.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I am here, not by choice, outside of the fact that I serve the Lord and the people, bringing information to the people that want to be entertained. And that's really what this comes down to. And again, folks, just hang with me throughout this next hour, and I will bring it to closure. And hopefully, by the Holy Ghost, dovetail what it is that we need to dovetail concerning the information we're going to bestow upon you. Before we do that, people are asking, you know, how do we go and check you out online? And outside of the fact that I say it every single day, 2 to 3 to 4 times a day per show, per hour, I'm going to say it again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go ahead. Check it out. Top left side of the page, you'll find our social media platforms. Also on the right side is The Morning Show with Tim Brown. If you want to check us out on beforeitsnews.com, we're over there as well. And if you want to check out who we are and what it is that we've been doing for the last 30 years in ministry, go ahead and check out sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's a brand new page. If you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ. Now, I want to highlight this really quick because on social media platforms, and I'm going to spell it out for my affiliates as well, of course, but interestingly enough, we in the Minnesota metro area and throughout the state, there's 5.9 million people in the state. And what's absolutely amazing is when you just slowly pay attention to every little jot and tittle concerning how they set up their politicians to commit the crimes against the people. Keith Ellison is a prime candidate for just that. Nobody respects him more than himself. The people in the state of Minnesota, as you well know, all 5.9 million of them hate his guts. Literally, he's a criminal. He's appointed and installed by the CIA to be a subversive to war against the people. And that's exactly what he's been doing since he's been in the 5th District, which is northeast Minneapolis area, which is now under Ilhan Omar. Surprise, surprise, right? It's the highest recruiting
center, the 5th District, is under Ilhan Omar. According to the FBI, for ISIS recruiters out of the United States of America to war against who? We, the American people. And so, again, just pay attention to all these details because I know what I'm telling you is spot on. And the fact of the matter, going back over to Keith Ellison, when he was in the 5th District, somehow or another, he despised as all can be, again, by the people of Minnesota and laughed at within those in the halls of government. He's appointed from 5th District to jump into an attorney general position. And, again, he was denounced by the police force in the state of Minnesota. Okay, we see how that they've been attacking him and Tim Walz, another appointed installed CIA operative, and that's exactly what he is because they're here and they're appointed to destroy. They're working along with the Chinese communists, along with the Muslims, to basically work right down the center of the United States of America. We see this happening in Texas. We see this happening in Michigan as well in the Midwest, how they're warring together right down the center of the United States of America. I suspect that this is going to be a dividing line of some sort if the American people don't take heed to what's going on, and that means pay careful attention to the details here. Going back to Keith Ellison, just recently he was under a $250 million Feed the Children fraud in the state of Minnesota. I'll say it again, $250 million Feed the Children fraud in the state of Minnesota, caught on a hot mic. Tim Walz, his counterpart, the two little Bobbsey twins here, treasonous is all can be, along with this criminal, Attorney General Keith Ellison, okay? Despised by the people of the state of Minnesota. Under 60 known investigations. Eric Lucero, Senator Eric Lucero, said last week during our event in Brainerd, Minnesota, it's more than that now. But somehow or another, Tim Walz comes out in the face of over 60 investigations, along with Keith Ellison being busted on a hot mic for a $250 million Feed the Children fraud, where, by the way, 54 of those that have been indicted and prosecuted that are behind bars right now, 54 of the 55 were Muslims. Okay, so they're using them as a political battering ram to funnel money into their campaigns. And if that's far-fetched, then you might want to talk to Amy Klobuchar about that, who was busted doing the same thing through allegations of funneling money through to her her campaign. And along with that, Ilhan Omar, just to show you the corruption here in the state of Minnesota that's being tolerated by 5.9 million people, along with those that should know better. Interestingly enough, she out of nowhere becomes a millionaire 30 times over during this Feed the Children fraud being exposed. And yet, in the face of all of that, Tim Walz comes out. Listen to me carefully, American. This is a reflection of the American people. In the face of all of their crimes, in the face of all of the things that they've been exposed for, Luke 12, 2, every time their fingers are all over something, their prints are found with it, and the American people do nothing. I'm saying this for the purpose that Tim Walz and Keith Ellison simultaneously just came out and said that they're going to run for a third term. Do a people that refuse to help themselves, do they not deserve what it is that they're getting? Absolutely. You know, instead of people rushing to this broadcast and rushing to hear what it is that they need to take responsibility for, you know what they do? They don't like to hear it. They want to hear more gossip. Just like, again, the Stoics and the Epicureans in Acts 19. They don't want to have to take responsibility. And because of that, that's what I'm going to get to during the end of the hour today. But again, I just wanted to highlight the fact that, friends, this is how it happens. This is how it works. Okay, everybody's guilty. Listen to me, Americans. Everybody's guilty but them. In the state of Minnesota, Tim Walz, criminal, treasonous Tim Walz, criminal Keith Ellison, treasonous Keith Ellison, running for a third term, regardless of how many times they have been exposed for their crimes against the state of the people in Minnesota. And they hate their guts. And they're going to do it again. And they're going to do it again because the fix is in, because the people haven't figured out how this all works. And everything that we have been saying for the last 30 years, 25 years of that being in ministry, the 25 of the 30 years on
radio, warning the people exactly what it is that's coming. And I'll tell you what, when you go through the prophets, both small and major prophets, minor and major, it's interesting to note it's the same issues that took place during their particular times, because the people would not listen, only to what? Procure judgment unto themselves. And it's exactly what's happening in Minnesota and throughout the country, right on cue. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death."
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
BBSRadio.com.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. A republic versus a democracy? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. Thomas Jefferson's letter to the Danbury Baptist Association, January 1, 1802. "The First Amendment has erected a wall of separation between church and state in barring the government from what it's attempting to do today." To prove that point, President Thomas Jefferson was president of the United States of America, as well as public schools in Washington, D.C. The two books that he made mandatory were Watts' Hymnals and the Bible. Just sitting back today, folks, entertaining the American people, giving you the report that is so well-deserved. And I'm talking about the people that sit back and do nothing but procure these judgments unto themselves. So enjoy.
Let's talk about Rehava and Epstein. Okay, once more.
This
everybody.
Is Judas Mike Johnson, everybody, the Speaker of the House,
Congress,
a traitor to the American people.
Transparency of the Epstein files. That is underway right now. Let me point out before I go forward further, all of the files were in the possession of the Biden-Harris Department of Justice for 4 years. Every single thing that we're talking about right now was in
their sole
possession.
Playing the blame game. Hey, folks, I just want to say it again. There's not a left side version of the law, just like there's not a right side version of the law. We're ruled as a constitutional republic, but again, this is how they keep the American people divided. You know, the Republicans are in office now, and they're a government unto themselves, and they're blaming all the bad guys on the left, which in fact are the fruit of the right, because they don't do the right thing.
This is what they do. They banter back and forth. It's pro wrestling at its very worst. And here you have none other. If it's not Judas Ryan, I'll tell you what. And then it's Judas Johnson. And that's exactly what the American people are putting up with. I mean, this guy is a clown. And he is a joke. He is one of the clowns in the circus of politics. And the joke is on you. No joke. And that is the truth of the matter.
They could have done anything. Ro Khanna, all the Democrats who are jumping up and down making noise.
Doesn't exist.
Didn't say a peep about it for 4 years.
Yep.
I don't know why. But this is another partisan manufactured thing. Is it a serious problem? Yes. I have sat with the victims, some of the ladies who bravely have come forward and talked about the horrors that they sustained because of traffickers on Epstein Island and all the things he was involved in. Everybody involved in that should have the full weight of justice descend upon their head.
Yeah.
And we're all for that.
Yeah,
we want
of course
every single
are.
Person who had anything to do with that to be exposed.
Yeah.
But there's as many as 1,000 victims estimated. That's what the victims said.
There may be they're just appeasing you people. That's all they're doing.
Who are made to suffer
when it comes to move on
because of this.
Many the enforcement of law, you can rest assured.
They not all
they'll find some little patsy to throw up there to please the people,
reasons,
but not a one of them
sure
will be indicted.
Released, their names are
and
redacted,
again, just showing you what the people are putting
harm.
Up with.
We have a duty and responsibility.
Yeah, we have a duty and a responsibility.
Just wave a wand and just,
anyways,
you
guys get the point. You're just being entertained by Mike Johnson again. I mean, that's just how it goes. Now, let's talk or let's listen to somebody that has more of a backbone and a spine to tell us what it is that we need to hear. Concerning your enemies, okay? And because it seems that they're willing to tell you something that as they have taught you so well that they're not willing to tell you. Listen to this
Let's
one.
Let's be clear. The reason Elijah Grijalva is not here is because Mike Johnson wants to do two things. Number one, cover up for pedophiles on the Epstein list. And number two, put his members in a really rough position when it comes to voting and extending these ACA tax credits.
Oversight
you just
committee.
Keep coming up with excuses. This is an excuse, so she doesn't sign on to that.
This is absurd.
This is the longest time the House
has been
out of
the Senate. Do you want me to answer the question? If you ask questions,
you're not actually answering the question.
And I was in the room with all of them.
Why are you blocking her, then?
I'm not blocking her. I just
this
told
is the
you.
Longest time.
Okay, so then they get into a little bit of a confrontation, and, you know, and then it continues on. And we'll hear more about it tomorrow. I wanted to show you, again, that's as the politicians play games with your blood-bought freedoms, okay? And, again, the American people giving them a pass to do so because they tolerate their crimes. You already all the well know they're covering for each other. There's no question about it. You've heard from 27 different victims. Mike Johnson, Judas there, Luke 22:48, just got done highlighting the fact that there's thousands of victims. And yet they're bantering back and forth playing games before the American people. Hey, folks, let me say it this way. They're guilty of committing crimes against children. This is what you're tolerating. And what this guy said, the last report that I played, he's exactly right. Mike Johnson is doing what? He's protecting pedophiles. Okay. Now, I want to show you the voice of the people again, because I always want to bring in the voice of the people. And I'm talking about those that are actually doing something about the problem. It's usually the younger people today. But I want you to see this. And if you can't see it, I'm going to go ahead and paint it for you again. But it's a picture. It's a video, actually. And it says, guardian of pedophiles on loop. It's on a loop being projected on walls in the public. And it's a big it's several pictures coming up on this film. One is Donald Trump. One is Michael Johnson. One is Cash Patel, another joke on the American people. The other one is none other than Pam Bondi. And it says guardian of the pedophiles. That's the GOP. Okay. Again, we were warned by our forefathers to beware of the party spirit. So all the way around, the American people are being mocked by the younger generation for what it is that they tolerate concerning the crimes of pedophilia. Put that up against Luke 17, too, when you get a moment, please. Please do that. I also wanted to show you this because I think it's important for everybody to understand moving forward to Cash Patel. Did you know that Cash now is publicly labeled those spreading or promoting, as they call it, and they do it every single time, conspiracies and conspiracy theories and questions, those that are questioning the official narrative around Charlie Kirk assassination as antichrist and harmful actors undermining justice? Americans, do you realize that this is a confession of exactly who they are? What does Satan himself do? 12:10. Revelation. What does he do? He's the accuser of the brethren.
What is it that we've learned over the last 15 years from the Sons of Liberty? Satan does what? Accuse others of what you're guilty of. Everything Cash Patel just got done saying here is exactly a confession of who they are. He is undressing themselves by accusing you, anybody that questions the narrative, which everybody is. Let me stop there for a moment. Just today, I talked to somebody that was a friend of Charlie Kirk's. And I started asking him questions. I said, hey, just got a question for you. Are you aware of the fact that Charlie doesn't have a known marker, grave marker? I said, where was Charlie buried? This is a friend of Charlie Kirk's. He said, everything about it is strange. He goes, I find that extremely troubling. Friends, there is no grave for Charlie Kirk. And I'm going to show you some more things in just a moment. On top of the narrative, the nonsense they have been thrown at the American people concerning this whole alleged assassination. I mean, everything is weird about it. Everything is off about it. My friend said to me, who's friends with Charlie Kirk, he said, it's almost like the government just wants us to get caught up in this conspiracy theorizing as to what happened. I said, that is the earmarks of when a conspiracy is in fact moving forward on the people, Jeremiah 11:9. He said, that's right. So everything about it, when there's confusion around all of this, friends, it's a conspiracy. They create the conspiracy to get everybody's eyes off of the guilty party, and it's exactly what they're attempting to do today. I want to go ahead and play this for you, and I want you to hear it carefully, and then I'm going to come back to Cash Patel, and I see that call up there. Thank you for holding on with me, but I got to get to some of this context, so hold on. I'll get to you in just a moment. Listen carefully.
So let me get this straight. Charlie Kirk had no coroner's report.
No coroner's
no
report.
Funeral, no burial.
No funeral. No burial.
Burial site or grave. No official death certificate. Why has no official autopsy been conducted? Nor any findings released. No ballistics report. Not a single eyewitness on the record. And an award-winning widow already taking over his show. Why was the entire crime scene destroyed within hours, erasing vital evidence? Why were there no paramedics on the scene?
Boy, it's just...
Why was Charlie
why would you question anything the government's told you, friends?
Why did Donald Trump pardon a Navy SEAL killer whose shadow looms over this case? Why was the stadium mysteriously booked by Turning Point 4 months before his death?
Why would
How
we
was a
be
massive
asking
high-tech
questions,
stadium
friends?
Stadium memorial produced in only 11 days. Why do multiple women publicly appear as Erica Kirk, raising questions of identity? Why are there no birth certificates for their children? No names revealed, no faces
well,
ever
friends,
shown.
Friends, you're not to ask anything. You're supposed to
Charlie
just take all this in.
Where is a video kids at a birthday party, or picnic, or any other family setting? Why do Freemasonic and Satanic symbols surround this tragedy with chilling precision? Interesting that the gun was found on property owned by Palantir. Isn't it interesting Cash Patel fired many of the heads of the FBI in that area?
Wow, Cash. Come on, man.
Do you find
see
it
what they're doing,
that Charlie
folks?
Sold-
is they're, you know what they're doing is they're retaliating against the people that are questioning their narrative. And so what they do is they want to ostracize you and they want to demonize you for questioning everything you've heard thus far. Oh, but I'm not done.
His house 8 months ago for $5 million. If the father of your two young children was just brutally murdered for the world to see days ago, do you leave them home with the nanny while you go on podcasts grinning from ear to ear? Is it not curious that a 17-year-old first-time Donald Trump beauty pageant contestant won, and now Trump appointed a top attorney general woman?
See, so folks, you get the point. I mean, and they don't want you to question anything. Okay? Are you listening? With all the lies they tell you 24/7, they don't want you to question anything. Well, listen, I'm going to question everything, and I'm not asking the devil if it's okay to question his tactics. Absolutely not. Just the opposite. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
A test of a Christian character is what he does after he comes to the blockade in the road, and what his attitude is after everything has left him except Jesus. You will never know down here that Christ is all you need until Christ is all you have left. You will never be able to tell the world for sure what he will do in a crisis unless you learn to live in crisis. Lester Roloff. President Franklin Pierce was right when he stated that the storm of frenzy and faction must inevitably dash itself in vain against the unshaken rock of the Constitution. How right he is. President James Knox Polk said, "One great object of the Constitution in conferring upon the president a qualified negative upon the legislation of Congress was to protect minorities from injustice and oppression by majorities."
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Gosh. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Just hold up with me. I want to finish this point, and then I'll pick you up on those calls. So I was just highlighting all the nonsense that they want you to believe. And I was also highlighting the fact that I was talking to my friend today who is friends with Charlie Kirk. And I said, where's Charlie buried? And he said to me, you know, this is very disturbing. He told me, as a friend of Charlie Kirk, that they cremated his body within 2 days. Somebody just said a lot of people still think he's alive. How can you think otherwise? I'm talking about just the whole gamut of nonsense and lies they've been throwing at the American people. And I'm talking about when people question what's going on, they have every right in the world to question it. But you have this clown, Kash Patel, who's publicly labeled those spreading or promoting, questioning their narrative.
and questioning the official narrative around Charlie Kirk's assassination, say they, as antichrist and harmful actors undermining justice. No, friends, that's exactly what they're guilty of. That's exactly, here, let me add to that. And again, I'm just adding more questions because I want you to question the narrative. You should question those that have been put into that position of representing our laws. Those that have the privilege to be there in representing we the people through delegated authority. They act like the authority's there and they're attacking their subjects. Like we work for them. No, that's not how this works. But again, hey folks, where's the video footage of him in the hospital? I'm just asking. There is none. Where are the doctors? Yesterday I'd played a video of a girl, a young person that dug up all this information that they were doing Google searches on these people long before these things took place out of Israel and out of Washington, D.C. You're not supposed to question anything. No, it's called predictive programming. They do it all the time, friends, on The Simpsons, all day long. They continuously drop. It's a psychological manipulation. These are psyops, is what they are. They want you to get to the point where you don't know which direction to look. Well, I'm telling you which direction to look. His name is Jesus Christ. And that's the direction they don't want you looking, because once we come under the umbrella of who we are in Christ, the Lord's going to expose our enemies. And guess what he's done 1,000 times over? He's exposed our enemies. And the American people do nothing. Nothing. They sit there and they cowtail and capitulate to these cowards that have sold their souls in this temporal testing ground called life. In the face of the Lord that said, you are appointed to face off with me on judgment day. To the very God that said, you're not promised tomorrow. That life is but a vapor, but they want to go ahead and test. They want to test their carnality against a just and a holy spiritual God. Period. Psalm 97. Read it when you get a moment. I'm going to play this really quick for you. And then
shut down a faulty prosecution. That's what we do to shut down a system of justice that wants to be exploited by these same anarchists. And that's what they're doing.
Wow. So there you go. We're anarchists, guys. Me, retired Green Beret, served the nation, 10 years in Army Special Forces, went and fought the wars. I'm an anarchist.
Yeah, he's an anarchist because he's questioning the narrative. Let me play one more anarchist for you, and then I'll get to these phone calls. This is General Flynn. I did an event with him out in Missouri. I believe it was last year. It could have been the year before that. I was also talking to my friend today who's friends with General Flynn. And Flynn did some things in the past that was really weird when he was basically reciting a prayer given by a false prophet concerning ages, angels and seraphims, and the list goes on. And I called him out and he said, you know what? He repented of that. So that's good to hear. That's why I'm bringing General Flynn back up concerning Charlie Kirk's alleged assassination. And I want you to hear what the general has to say. I wonder if he is an anarchist as well. And I wonder if he's one of those that are just, you know, merely a conspiracy theorist. I mean, anybody that questions anything that you're told by these criminals in the halls of government and these created alpha organizations that are unconstitutional, this is what they do. They accuse you of what they're guilty of. Is that speculation? That's a fact.
22-year-old tranny who wrote a perfect, whatever it was, text message to his lover or whatever. You know, all the issues about taking a weapon apart. I mean, I could get into the technical details of, because I asked. I went and sat down with experts, and I said, teach me about these things.
Ballistic stuff?
Yeah, I went through all that with experts, with people who are snipers, people who are ballistics experts, people who are weapons experts, people who looked at the various footages. Too many questions out there. So what, right? What does Mike Flynn want? What Mike Flynn wants is our government, and it can be Cash Patel or it can be Pam Bondi, it can be somebody from the White House, but I think Cash is probably the right guy, to stand there and tell the American people, look, we don't, you know, we are still investigating this. We don't have, you know, we have some evidence. We have a lot of evidence, maybe. I mean, it was clear that they dirtied up the crime scene for certain. There's no doubt about that. So just level with us, because the assassinations of the 1960s, particularly the assassination of a sitting president of the United States by elements of our own government, which has now been validated by the latest release of information, and they still haven't released everything, even though Trump said we're going to release everything. They still have not released everything. But that's why I want Cash Patel. I want somebody from our government.
You want him to come up and say, we're still doing the
investigation. Look, we're still looking. We don't know yet.
It takes time.
We don't know
yet.
And these things,
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think it takes time.
I mean, it's absolutely fair. And in fact, if I were in government, I would say in a White House meeting, this is what you must do. Stop all this nonsense about we've caught our guy. There's just been too much. And what it does is it damages and it continues to eat away the erode the trust between the people of this country and the government. And that's the one thing that must be rebuilt.
See, that's the problem they're having. But again, friends, we're going to move on to the next point. I'm going to take Jason. Thanks for hanging on, my friends. I just wanted to get to the meat and bones of what we're talking about today. But welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Hey, how are you, Bradley?
I'm jacked. I'm just so...
I bet you are.
I am. I am so tired of getting on this radio show. And someone will say, well, Bradley, then don't do it. Well, listen, I'm responding to a call, number one. And when I read the Word of God, and I continuously see in the Word of God the frustrations of what the patriarchs of the faith went through in doing what I'm doing and what it is that I've been doing over the last, 25 years on radio, I'll tell you what. I mean, I understand the importance of patience, that the Lord works within us. And the Lord, the Bible says that possess your souls in your patience. Well, I'm not a patient guy, but I'll tell you what, that's what he's been working in me for the last, 25 years. I just don't understand, Jason. This is what I'm frustrated about. I don't understand why people sit around and listen to a bunch of people just highlight the crimes, never bringing about the resolve that they're responsible to bring. So if you ask me how I'm doing, it's another day in the life and times of Bradley Dean obeying the Lord out of love for him and love for mankind, regardless if people want to shake themselves awake or pry their eyes open or their ears open. So that's where I'm at today. And again, as I said, it's very frustrating trying to get people to understand that they're the objects of attack and effrontery going on in the halls of government today. And if it doesn't get any more obvious than what it is today, what is it going to take for the people to finally figure that out? It's going to be to the point when the boot drops, it's going to be too late, and they're not going to have the power and the ability to respond that they have today. So those are my thoughts.
Yeah, I totally agree, Bradley. And I mean, a lot of the times too, I mean, that's why I don't call, because you cover the basis. And I mean, I've been speaking to people and just trying to, grab people's attention, but it just seems like you start saying something and boy, something just disappears in them. It's like they just stare right through you and they totally change the subject or they turn their back and walk away. They know what's going on. You can feel it in your spirit.
Yep.
Like honestly, you can feel in your spirit that something is absolutely wrong, and these corrupt cowards that are in office right now are just sitting back and they're just rubbing their hands together and they're stealing your riches from you.
Yep.
And it's insane to me. I don't know if anybody's paying attention, but they better start, because the prices of gold and silver and things like that is all, I mean, it's all getting ready to come to fruition with this whole banking thing. And when it shuts down, that I think that's what's going to grab people's attention. But by then, it's going to be too late. I honestly believe that. I don't do the stock market thing, and I don't trust banks. I don't even bank. I don't deal with any of it. I have always been a cash and carry kind of guy. But that being said, I mean, even that's fake. Your paper is a fiat currency. But I don't want to distract from that. I just kind of wanted to touch base with you and just let you know, man, thank you for everything, dude, like straight up. I'm getting ready to disappear out of this state, and hopefully I can, where I go, I'm able to build a sense of community with people and just kind of start reaching out to my neighbors and trying to just build.
That's what we all have to
right
do.
Now at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what we all have to do.
Yeah.
I'm not a perfect man. I'm not a good man by any means. But what I am saying is we all know that something wicked is taking place here. And they're using man, I don't even know. They're using all these distractions.
Yep.
There's so many distractions out here, and they're using this whole Charlie Kirk thing, and they're going to ride that till the wheels fall off. Yep. I assure you that.
Yep. That's a great way to say it.
All the conspiracy stuff. It's like
they love it.
You know, the conspiracy is it's not even conspiracy. It's actual facts.
Yep.
So. And they're throwing all this stuff at you to just keep you distracted and keep you staring at your phone instead of actually opening your eyes and seeing what's going on around you.
Yep.
And I think it's disgusting.
Hey, listen, guy, I got a hard break coming up on me, Jason, and I appreciate you, too. I can feel you, man, and I mean that. Isaiah 10:27 once again. I appreciate you, and I trust that you're going to do the right thing regardless, and we need more people out there doing the same thing. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic."
BBSRadio.com.
281-845-4704. I just wanted to piggyback some of the things that Jason was talking about concerning, you know, our silver and gold and how they put it on paper and it's fiat money and how they're pushing this to a digital ID. I hope you all understand it's exactly what's going on under the Genius Act, regardless if you see it or not. Matter of fact, I talked to a friend this morning who's also a radio show host who told me that someone from Texas was trying to order something and they were trying to get them to buy bitcoins. So you need to understand, folks, that they're already driving this narrative. They're going to do their best to corral you into their system. And that's how they do it. And in the last 4 and 5 years concerning the last crisis that they created, friends, that's what that was all about, a testing ground. They wanted to see how sheepish the people were, how submissive the people were, how many people that actually said, that will just go along with you. That's what they wanted to do. They wanted to test the people, and they got the response that they wanted. And then, of course, a few obeyed, and in the process, the mainstream media comes out and bolsters their effect in a massive lie to the American people, trying to drown out the majority, believing the minority that they were promoting as to be the majority, when in fact they were the minority. Do you understand? It goes back to Isaiah 5:20. Everything they do is a lie, because they obey their father, who is a liar and a murderer from the very beginning. John 8:44, John 10:10. Now, I want to go fast forward, and I want to show you something that our friend was just talking about. In England, you do see all the protests going on, right? You've seen this pedophile, this prime minister who somehow or another doesn't think that people have eyes to see and ears to hear concerning who he really is. When he came out 3 weeks ago and he told the people in the UK that you are going to go digital in order for you to have a right to work. No joke. That's a provocation of war. I believe much of what is going on in the United States of America, it's not just merely to create domestic insurrection, but I believe they are provoking the people until they break the people down to nothing. That's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. But see, they're getting an opposite response where people are standing up. See, we have this saying, and it's found in Exodus chapter 1, verse 10, where the more that Pharaoh afflicted the children of Israel, the Bible says, the more that they what? They multiplied. See, that's the backward response. I say it this way, let their cruelty swell our ranks, because they are. Well, that's what's happening over in England right now. Oh, and P.S. Americans, for what Donald Trump is doing on top of a majority of what he's doing right now, which is completely unconstitutional, rendering it null and void, and what he's doing is acting outside of his scope of authority. Remember that it's a violation of Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1, to propose anything but silver and gold as payment concerning our transactions. That's a fact. Cross-check me, okay? And they're going to come out just like Donald Trump did last week, 2 weeks ago, and started talking about how our money system's old, it's ancient, it's not effective the way it used to be. Yeah, of course, that's what they always do. But the Bible tells us to beware of them that are given to change. As a matter of fact, the Lord points his finger back at the old past and says, go that way, not the new way. But the American people, again, being led about by the nose, ending up in the ditch that the Jesus warned us of. They be the blind leading the blind. They all end up in the ditch. That includes those that you call the globalists. That includes those that are committing the crimes, because they all go together, friends. Rest assured. Maybe that's why the average lifespan of a man is 70 to 80 years, because the Lord cleans house every 70 to 80 years. Not that he doesn't do it on a daily basis, but you really have to ask yourself that question. But I think it would be wise for us, and it would be prudent on our part, to go back and pay attention to the history that Americans are failing to learn today. Okay? Why do the American people, let's go over to England. Why do the American people, and why do people in general, why do they wait till the last minute before they respond? Because they see everything prophetic people were trying to warn them of when it's too late. See, they ignore people. They ignore prophetic ministries. They ignore those warnings that are faithfully given until it comes to their front door. And then guess what I get to see online? I get to see all those people that said, I was out there. I see him come back and say, oh my goodness, you were right. No, Bradley wasn't right. The Word of God was right. We need to listen to his dash story so it doesn't repeat itself again. Check this out. This is England right now, after the fact. This is right after the prime minister said before the end of parliament, you're going to basically fall in line with this digital currency or you're not going to have a job. Oh, my goodness. People in the hundreds of thousands are standing up in the streets protesting. Boy, I wish the American people would do that. My goodness. The only time you see the said self-defined individuals in America, you know, the good people, the only time you ever see them out and about is when they're lined up to go watch their favorite football star, or baseball star, their favorite politician, sit there and tell them a bunch of lies, telling them everything that they want to hear. Man, they're like the masters of self-deceit, aren't they? To believe another liar that comes around the mountain. But then again, he was appointed to bring the people around the mountain again and again and again, just like the children of Israel. Deuteronomy 1. Chasing their tails. Just don't understand. It's not a game. Nope, you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. You sow to the flesh, you reap of the flesh. What? Corruption. So let me go over here real quick, and I want to highlight this because I want you to see this. You know, it's interesting when I look at the prophet Habakkuk, he's a minor prophet. And again, the minor and the majors, the only differences are the chapters that are written by those prophets. So like, for example, Jeremiah is a major prophet because of all the chapters. Habakkuk is a minor prophet because of the few chapters that he actually wrote. But let's go over to him. So it wasn't, you know, one was greater than the other. No, not by any means. One just had yielded himself over to the Lord where he had more to say, like that of Isaiah, like that of Jeremiah or Ezekiel. The list goes on. Even Daniel. It's interesting that when you look at Habakkuk in chapter 3, verse 16, listen carefully, people. Yep, you know what just happened, friends? So when I made reference to the Word of God, all of the sudden, about 10 people just instantly dropped off. Let me say this, and I want you to hear me carefully, okay? He that despiseth the Word despiseth his own soul. And when you despise the Word, you don't only despise your own soul, but your country as well will be destroyed. He who despises the Word destroys his own soul and his country at length. That is why this is the cycle. Here, let me just lay out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What is it that men have learned in the last 5,000 to 6,000 years since the beginning of time to where we're at? I got 10 little points made on a piece of paper. You know what I got on those 10 points? Absolutely nothing. What have they learned? Number one, nothing. Number five, nothing. All the way down to 10, absolutely nothing. History repeats itself. But for those that are listening, Habakkuk 3:16 says, this is Habakkuk running into the presence of the Lord. He said, when I heard the voice of God, he said, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice of God. Rottenness entered into my bones. Jason was talking about how he's not worthy. We're all unworthy. Job called himself a worm, right? Well, when we understand who we aren't before him, then and only then will we begin to understand who he is. Okay? That's the beauty of all of it. If you allow him to work his process, Titus 3:5. Okay? He said that I might rest in the day of trouble. When it cometh up to the people, he will invade with his troops. Well, guess what's happening? When I go over to Habakkuk 1, you know what's interesting? Is he says, Habakkuk did to the Lord, how long will I call for help and you will not hear? Jason asked me how I was doing. Listen to the spirit of this. He said, how many times have I called out to you, Lord, but you won't hear? David went through the same process. They all did. I cry to you, violence. There's violence everywhere, yet you don't save. He said, why do you make me see this lawlessness? Why do you cause me to look on the wickedness of what the people tolerate? For destruction and violence are before me. Strife continues and contentious arrive. Here it comes again. Therefore, the law is ineffective, the people, and ignore who are the law. And ignored, and justice is never upheld, for the wicked surround the righteous, therefore justice becomes perverted. You know what was interesting? The surprise answer given over to Habakkuk was the fact that all of those things that were taking place concerning the oppression, the iniquity, the wickedness of corrupt men, the Lord was using them to judge his people for failure to obey him. You want simplicity when it comes to preservation and longevity in life? What does Scripture say? Proverbs 7:2 comes to my aid, and what does it say? It says that when we keep his commandments, that our lives will be long on this life, and they will be sure. If you look at Deuteronomy 4:6, it tells us that's our wisdom in the sight of the nations. And if you ever take the time to go back, friends, and if you ever take the time to go back and study your forefathers for yourself, you're going to find out what I'm telling you is exactly the truth of the matter. This isn't up to the bad guys, Americans. This is up to the good people that call themselves Christians to respond accordingly. And when we do, we're going to get a different response. But if not, we're going to be sold out into the hand of our enemies. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you.